What's up and welcome to the Single Player Experience. I'm your host, Sebastian Malden, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about the must-play martial arts fighting game that you have to check out. It's a game that is going to be for sure in the discussion for Indie Game of the Year, and it's one that I'm not fronting with you. You just got to check this out. You got to experience this kung fu badassness in your own hands. So, what is this game? Who's it for? And why is it a good single player experience? Find out right after the intro. DJ, hit the beat. This is the Single Player Experience, the podcast that helps single player gamers manage their video game backlog. I'm your host, Sebastian Malden, and my main quest is to help you manage your ever-growing video game backlog by letting you know which single-player games are worth your time and money so that you can have the best single-player experience. Now, without further ado, let's start the show. DJ, cut the beat. I picked up the broomstick and stomped sharply down at the end, breaking off the mop part. I walked up to the group of six that I have grown to know oh so well. I've been fighting these six for about 2 years now. So far, I haven't managed to beat them, and they killed me every single time I've tried. I know what you're asking. How am I here to face them if they've already killed me? Well, I have a magic talisman that resurrects me every time I died. Handy, right? Well, there's a catch. Every time I die, I age 1 year. Sure, I get older and magically stronger, but as with life, my health diminishes a little bit as well. It's a double-edged sword, but one that's been useful against my enemies. Speaking of which, my enemies in this room don't seem to know that I'm here yet. I run up to the closest one and wind back my makeshift staff and swing. It cracks loudly against his skull and he slumps down instantly. Well, they know I'm here now and the fight is officially on. Thankfully, I've trained for this for years as a martial artist. The next two closest guys make it to me at the exact same time, both swinging wild right hooks. I brought up my staff to block the strike from the first guy on the left. I intentionally take the strike from the one on the right. The strike to the jaw is a small price to pay because the momentum of his punch provides me with the opening. I kick down with the same strike that broke the end of my staff. The loud snap lets me know that I broke his ankle. Yeah, he's out of the fight. The guy on the left is stunned. The delay cost him. I twirl my staff quickly and sweep the legs out from underneath him. As soon as he hit the ground, I brought my staff down hard across his chest. It's not enough to end the fight with him, but my sidekick to his face is. He lies very still afterwards. The three remaining enemies just observed while all this was happening. The first two, the two in the front, both had an average build, but the one in the back was a massive man, and he looked like he missed his calling as a sumo wrestler. He's the one. Him. Right there. He's the one who killed me the last two times I faced this group. Seeing what happened to their other friends, it must have made them cautious, because instead of rushing in like their fallen friends, they each pick up a bottle from the table and walk slowly up to me. They encircle me. Normally, I wait for an opponent to go on the offensive. I'm usually a defensive-minded striker, but not this time. This time, I'm going on the offensive. I use the stick as a launching point and propel myself into the biggest one. We fall back into the table behind them. I recover quickly and roll to my feet. The other two rush in at the same time, bottles raised above their heads. I block both strikes with each of my arms. I quickly headbutt the nearest guy and unleash a quick combo of open palm strikes to the other. He blocks a few, but one manages to slip in and breaks his nose. He recoils back and puts his hands up to his nose to assess the damage. Bad mistake. I capitalize on the opening and kick him right in his open ribs. He slumps down and doesn't move. I turn around to see my final opponents, both on their feet, staring at me with a burning look of hatred. Perhaps a little bit of fear as well. The smaller one pushes the big guy towards me and says, "You take him." The massive man charges towards me with his two tree trunk-like arms raised above his head. Last time, I foolishly tried to block the same attack and wound up with both of my shoulders dislocated. This time, I decided to strike before his clubbing arms came down. I punched upwards right into his throat. He went down hard, holding his throat. I must have crushed his windpipe because he started wheezing.
Yay!
I looked down on him and kicked him right in the head. It might be excessive, but I need to make sure that he stays out of the fight. I look up at the last guy. He's hauling ass right out of the door that I used to enter the room. I'll let him go. After all, I'm only after the guy behind the door that these guys were guarding in the first place. That's who I'm really after. I walk up to those doors determined. This is what I've been training for, what I've been dying for, literally in this case. Behind these doors is one of the six men responsible for killing my sensei, my father. I bottle down my excitement and steel my nerves for the fight ahead. I open the door, ready to get my revenge. So, everyone, this is a story about my experience with an early level from the game that I'm going to recommend to you today. This game is called Sifu. So, what is Sifu and who is it for? Sifu is a roguelike action beat-em-up game by the French studio Slowclap. You play as the child of the martial arts school's Sifu. After seeing your father get brutally murdered, you set out on a quest for revenge. Let's talk about the gameplay and the art style of this game. In Sifu, you use light and heavy attacks, blocks, dodges, and parries to take the fight to your opponents. This game features a combo system very similar to fighting games in a lot of ways. You can pick and choose the combos that you like to use against your opponents and when you want to use them. It's a cool feature that allows you to kind of customize a fighting style that suits you. However, for people who aren't really big into fighting games, trying to execute the combos can seem very overwhelming, to say the least. Overwhelming can be a pretty heavy theme of this game, because unlike other games where the goons politely wait for their turn to attack you, these guys don't play by the same rules. They will actively try to use their numbers to their advantage. To level the playing field, though, the game gives you the ability to use weapons and maneuver around obstacles to kind of divide and conquer them. Sifu is kind of like a thinking man's fighting game because you have to use the environments and your combos to your advantage. One of the dopest things about this game is that it oozes style and charisma. Every level has its own flavor and own unique vibe. I never, and I mean never, seen anything quite like the levels in Sifu. And I'm not exaggerating. It's truly special the way the game uses color and shadows and its really cool art style to make you feel like you're playing a modern-day martial arts movie. One flaw about this game is that I don't think it's very accessible to gamers who don't typically play fighting games. The game is so combo-focused and based that if you're not used to playing fighting games, then this is a very, very steep learning curve. Another flaw is the game's complex ways of unlocking said combos and moves. The method and the systems in place to unlock combos and moves seemed like they could have been more streamlined and more gamer-focused. It really feels like these systems are in place to kind of pad the game out and make the game longer than it needs to be. Speaking of the flaws of this game, there are also times when I felt like in addition to fighting the enemies on the screen, I was also fighting the camera. It's not the worst camera in the world, don't get me wrong. It's not like some of the bad cameras that we got during the PS2 or like the early PS3 era games. No, it's not quite that egregious, but there are times when I'm in a groove with combos and someone off the screen hits me and kind of breaks everything up. Occasionally, this led to me dying. It doesn't happen all the time, but it's enough that it's a frustration, to be honest. So, overall, Sifu is a lot like martial arts. It requires dedication, practice, learning, and discipline to play this game. Many will be put off by the game's steep learning curve and difficulty. Because, let's be honest, even the less punishing student mode, which is the game's easy mode, will be a challenge to those who don't normally play any games of this genre. Both of the fighting genre where you have to input combos and the beat-em-up genre. So if you're a stranger to both of those, just know, if you play Sifu, you're in for a rough haul. You're gonna have to learn to get good. This game encourages you to get good. But if you're willing to accept that and willing to kind of put in some work into mastering a game and really learning the nuances and the combos and the ins and outs of the environment, then this game is perfect for those who want that kind of challenge. If you're looking for a game that's more akin to the combat system in the Arkham games, or you want a pick-up-and-play type of game, kind of like something that has easy controls, this shit ain't for you. This is not going to be for the weak. Even the easy mode, like I was saying earlier, is going to be a challenge. All in all, Sifu is a wonderful blend of martial arts movies of the past, modern art, and challenging gameplay. It's not for everyone, and I stress that. Really, this game is not going to be for everyone, and it has its flaws. But this game is a must-play if you're a fan of fighting games or if you're a fan of beat-em-up games. Definitely check this game out. In this show, we practice the 10 games backlog rule. In this practice, you log down 10 games. Those games are going to be your video game backlog. To be as productive as you possibly can be, we recommend that you only play 3 games at one time. One single-player narrative game, one game that's going to be your chill and relax game, and another game that's going to be your palate cleanser game, which is a game that you play when you're not in the mood for your other narrative games. When you complete or get tired of one game, it leaves the backlog list. Then you decide which new game is added to the list, and which game on the list advances to your active 3 games. So, where should Sifu fit in your video game backlog? Sifu should be your main narrative-focused game, or at least your palate cleanser game. Its narrative isn't really strong, but it's enough to keep you motivated. The controls are also so deep and so complex that it's kind of hard to juggle playing this game with another game at the same time. I'd advise you to kind of mow through this game and then move on to the next one. If you're a fan of fighting games or beat-em-up games, then this game should definitely be in your video game backlog list. So, that is the game recommendation of the week that you should consider adding to your backlog list. If you want me or my community of gamers to give you feedback on your backlog list, then join us in the Single Player Experience Discord server. Once you're in, feel free to share your video game backlog list, or talk about good single player game experiences that you've had lately. The link to join the free Single Player Experience Discord server is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Peace.